Ever found yourself promising, "This is the last time," while finishing a pint of ice cream at midnight, only to repeat the cycle days later? You're not alone. In Never Binge Again, Dr. Glenn Livingston, a psychologist who once conducted research for major food corporations, shares the simple mental trick that helped him overcome his own destructive eating habits. The premise is revolutionary yet childlike in its simplicity. The voice in your head that urges you to overeat isn't actually you. By separating your rational self from your impulsive eating urges, you can transform your relationship with food forever. This isn't about willpower or restriction. It's about recognizing that the thoughts driving you to binge don't represent your authentic desires. What if the key to breaking free from binge eating isn't another diet, but a fundamental shift in how you perceive your relationship with food? The core concept is simple yet powerful. The voice urging you to overeat isn't you, it's your pig. This separation distinguishes between your authentic self with goals and aspirations and the primitive impulses undermining your health. When facing temptation, you'll hear two voices. One aligned with your goals, another making excuses like, "You've had a hard day," or "Start fresh tomorrow." That second voice is your pig. This framework lets you observe destructive thoughts without identifying with them. When that voice says, "We deserve this treat," you recognize it as pig squeal, not your true desire. The pig exists purely to binge, indifferent to your well-being. The method works by transforming how you perceive urges to overeat, rather than relying on willpower. Once you understand these thoughts aren't yours, they lose their grip. You wouldn't let a stranger sabotage your health, so why let this inner pig do so? While unconventional, this stark separation enables you to recognize and dismiss destructive food thoughts instead of being controlled by them. The foundation of never binging again is creating a crystal-clear food plan. Unlike typical diets, it's your personal constitution governing eating choices. This ownership eliminates the pig's excuse that this diet doesn't work for me. Your plan includes four categories. Nevers, foods and behaviors you'll never indulge in again, like soda or eating after 8 p.m. Always, daily commitments, like drinking water first thing or eating vegetables with meals. Unrestricted, foods you can eat without limitation, typically healthy options. Conditionals, foods allowed under specific circumstances, like chocolate only on Saturdays. The plan's power lies in its clarity. Apply the 10 people test. If 10 people watched you eat, they should unanimously agree whether you followed your plan. This eliminates the pig's ability to exploit gray areas. We already accept many nevers in life, like not driving through red lights. Food-related nevers become possible once you recognize their value. Your food plan isn't restriction, but freedom. Clear boundaries eliminate constant mental negotiation about food, with decisions made in advance. Forget complex craving management techniques. Instead, embrace one simple truth. You don't have cravings, your pig does. When you feel an urge to eat something off your plan, acknowledge, "That's not my craving, that's my pig wanting its slop." Then firmly state, "I will never eat pig slop again." Most cravings aren't about physical hunger, but the pig's desire for a food high. The food industry engineers products to override natural satiety mechanisms, making it crucial to separate true hunger from the pig's manipulation. Your capacity for discomfort is greater than you imagine. Consider what you'd endure to protect someone you love. Apply this same resolve to protecting yourself from the pig. Handle cravings in three steps. 1. Remember that anything off your food plan is a binge. 2. Recognize all thoughts of binging as pig squeal. 3. Reaffirm, "I will never eat pig slop again." This approach works because it requires no elaborate coping strategies. Just recognize the pig's voice and refuse to engage. Each time you ignore it, you strengthen your resolve and weaken its influence. When you break your food plan, the pig deploys its F it squeal, urging continued binging since you've already blown it. Livingston outlines two crucial mindsets. Before a binge, your food plan must be 100% perfect and final. After a binge, analyze the slip, adjust if needed, then fully recommit. The recovery protocol. 1. Wait 24 to 48 hours for the pig slop to clear. 2. Save your old plan. 3. Analyze what happened in writing. 4. Review previous successful plans. 5. Make adjustments. 6. Forgive yourself. 7. Make a confident, renewed commitment. Most binges stem from missing the pig's squeal rather than food plan issues. In these cases, simply recommit to your existing plan. Though the pig will call you weak, recommitting shows strength. Remember, to never binge again, you simply need to never binge again. Each moment offers a fresh start. The pig claims food plans are too restrictive, but consider two types of deprivation: what you lose by not having something and what you lose by having it. While most focus on immediate pleasure, harmful eating habits deprive you of greater rewards: your ideal body, energy, stable blood sugar, confidence, and long-term health. Livingston experienced this revelation during a hike. Replacing junk food with organic greens, blueberries, and raw seeds led to unprecedented mental clarity and steady energy. He realized his old habits had been limiting his potential. Every food choice is a trade-off. A chocolate cake's brief pleasure disrupts blood sugar for hours. Late-night pizza compromises sleep quality and morning energy. With consistent healthy choices, taste buds adapt within 21 to 30 days. Cravings diminish as whole foods become more appealing. Many even start craving vegetables and find processed foods too sweet. What begins as perceived deprivation transforms into a genuine preference for nourishing foods, making it easier to choose vitality over momentary pleasure. Society promotes a flawed disease model narrative that compulsive overeaters are powerless over food, suggesting they must accept lifelong abstinence and inevitable relapses. While meant to reduce shame, this model actually disempowers people by convincing them they're controlled by impulses. The evidence proves otherwise. If the pig truly controlled you, it wouldn't need elaborate justifications. It negotiates because it's powerless. When the pig argues about stress relief or pleasure, remember its sole motive: destructive indulgence. Its apparent strength depends entirely on your attention. As Jim Rohn said, a life of discipline is better than a life of regret. The real choice isn't freedom versus discipline, it's discipline versus regret. A disciplined food plan multiplies freedom, while the pig enslaves you to impulses. Following your plan liberates you from obsessive food thoughts, health concerns, and the binge regret cycle. Through discipline comes freedom, and by caging your pig, you set yourself free.